Moon child, things are gonna get easier. Moon child, things are gonna get brighter.
That's it's the vocals for me.
That's what I had in my heart.
It's the vocals for me. I love it. It's giving me struggle. It's giving me it's giving me we gonna make it.
Not struggle. It's giving me
I had to fight all my life.
Not a new Negro spiritual. Oh my gosh. I'm done.
He was about to remix it. It's giving me everything that I needed at that moment. So I get it.
That's just a song that I had on my heart because, wowzer, life is lifing, as we say. But I'm happy. Yeah. I'm happy to be here. I'm just, you know, just a lot going on. But we're here. We're still striving and surviving.
You giving me a whole bunch of 70 sitcoms, Jeffersons, Good Times, We Making It Through vibes, but I understand. We got it. We gonna make it through. We just pressing on another week of adulting, which is one of the worst things that I've done. I wish I could go back and still be on my parents' health insurance, let them pay for anything. You know, when I went out with my mom, we used to go shopping on Flatbush. The whole time, she'll buy me lunch. You know what? Man, I wish somebody would buy me lunch nowadays.
You know what's wild?
You know how sweet that was? My God.
You know what's wild? I was walking, so I happened to live around my whole high school, and I was walking down the street, and I heard these girls talking about, oh, yeah. So then he came up to me, and he was like, oh, can I have a hug? And I was like, no, you can't have no hug. And Bush passed me that conversation, was like, were these the... Was this like the hot topics of the time? Like, this was the woes that we were dealing with. Like, dealing with, can I get a hug, niggas? Like,
you know what it was?
Oh my God.
Big woes. Can you believe she got all them balloons on her birthday and my friends only got me 3 balloons for me to go in school on my birthdays? Because, you know, walking around with balloons on your birthday in high school was the highlight of your birthday. So I was just like, we were really arguing about stuff like that. Like really stupid little things. And I was just thinking about why did we have so many good times back there with nothing to argue about? We didn't talk about anything but, oh, this person had more balloons, or this person wore these clothes and I told him not to wear them, or this person looked at me funny, let's go jump them after school. Yikes. Like, it was really idiotic stuff, but we didn't have a care in the world, so we had to create had to create issues to make it substantial to talk or gossip or even fight about something. Like,
it's true.
Who cares how many balloons you got on your birthday? I hated, I liked it because of the appreciation, but going through the train turnstiles with those joints,
At the time, these were big, big, important
issues.
Those
were accomplishments. That was an accomplishment, man.
Word. Back then, these things were like big, vital. Now, it's just like, damn, I was stressing over balloons and shit.
Who wore what and why he didn't talk to me today, or he didn't see my AIM message last night. Or
take me back.
I will go back. This adulthood ain't for the birds. It ain't it. I'm tired. I'm just tired all the time.
Take me back.
And I got an old soul.
That's fine. Hey, please. Look, we still here. That's the answer. Sophisticated ignorance.
You slide it right in, didn't you?
Nope. Don't do that.
Skirt, skirt.
Queen of the block.
I am evolving, okay?
All right. Here we go again.
Welcome to the show, everyone. It's your girl, Rovi.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Vixen J. Not your boy. It's your man, Vixen J. You know? I can't be a boy.
Did we just grow up in like 30 seconds? This is your woman, Rovi. Nah, it's your girl, Rovi.
Ow. All right.
No.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, it's like big time sexual connotation. This is your woman.
All right.
Rovi. Who says I'm your woman? That's so like romantically huge. Yeah. It's not a turn off. I'm saying I wouldn't say that to the audience. So forgive me for that.
It's your man.
This is your mm-hmm. That's your man, Vixen J.
Yeah, that's weird. All right, I'm taking it back.
No. You do what you got to do. This your girl, Rovi.
I'm your guy, Vixen J. Whatever. Who cares? All right. This is off the rails.
I'm so sorry.
This is your person. It doesn't matter. We here. That's all that matters. Woo! All right. Not doing that again. The answer is just stick to what you know. All right.
I feel like I made you come to that conclusion. Speak your mind and don't let anyone influence you. That's one lesson I want you to take away from this, okay? So if you want to be somebody's man, you go ahead and you do that.
All right, well, there's that. I'll keep that in mind for next time.
Yeah.
Well, hope you all are doing good out there. Hope everyone's Gucci or good or all that stuff. Boy, the internets have been spicy lately.
Have they?
Yeah, they have. Yes, they have. First and foremost, for those who have been on the internets, we're just diving into today's topic because, you know, it's a hot one.
It's juicy.
Big juicy. Something that I didn't think that we'd have to talk about, considering the context of the conversation, but here we are. So, for those who have recently watched Insecure, and disclaimer, there's no spoilers here, so, you know.
I haven't watched Insecure, so
I
please.
Know. Yes, I know that you haven't watched it, so I'm not spoiling anything. It has nothing to do with the episode. But yes, the topic, or the big buzz lately, is that Amanda Steele's character, whose name is Tiffany, the premise of the episode is that they go back to the Insecure gang goes back to their college for like a reunion, and Tiffany's character happens to be an AKA. An AKA is one of the sororities in the Divine Nine group of sorority fraternity circle.
I think you should definitely say the actual name,
Alpha Kappa Alpha?
Yeah.
Okay. She's a part of the Alpha Kappa Alpha group.
Sorority.
Well, okay. Hey, don't. I'm not. This is not my real house, okay? so I'm not obligated to say the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated of America. I don't have to do that. But yes. Anyway, so apparently with her wearing those colors on the show, a lot of people, especially in that sorority, were upset. I got into an uproar because that character was wearing the colors, and I think they didn't understand, or they probably thought that Insecure was just like throwing those colors around disrespectfully or without any premise. And it just caused a huge argument on the interwebs. And to Amanda Steele's argument and Issa Rae's argument, where it's like, yo, first of all, this is a TV show with fictional characters. And even though the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated is a real group, I'm pretty sure that the show got licenses from the group itself to utilize their insignias and colors and all these jazz is in the show. So, the clapback was real. And yeah, I mean, just the conversation about sororities and fraternities themselves, became a hot topic. So I guess we're going to just break down, the whole nature of fraternities and sororities and understand why are they so mad?
Yeah, well, I saw on the internet as well. I didn't get to see the episode, but apparently, wasn't she like a part of the sorority from the first season, her and Molly? Like, they were bringing up topics like that. They were saying it wasn't so much about the colors per se, but the fact that they wore the insignia, the shield of the actual sorority, that was disrespectful. That's the argument at hand.
According to whomst?
To all of the Greek letter organizations of AKAs out there that have been responding, apparently the president of the whole sorority sent out a letter to I don't know if it's to ESIS people or HBO, because there was a comment that I read in a section where they were trying to highlight it wasn't a personal attack on Amanda Seales or Issa Rae or HBO's Insecure, but the actual corporation of HBO allowing this to happen. So they are trying to get at HBO. And, you know, I'm not sure what the resolution would be, because the show is already filmed, right? The entire season is filmed, right?
Yes.
Unless they remove the actual show off the air, I don't know what the next step would be to resolve whatever the issue is. And I'm... Because right now, everyone's just like, oh my God, you know, there's so many people who are non-Greek and there's some people who are Greek that can share both sides of the stories. There's some people who are Greek who don't agree with a lot of the counterparts saying that she shouldn't be on the show. She shouldn't wear this because there's so many other representations of other people who've represented different fraternities and sororities in like TV shows and other plays and whatnot. And then there were other people in the comments saying that they shouldn't normalize minimizing, that they don't understand and they're not part of this. They're saying a lot of folks are dismissing the AKA's feeling away and they feel like it's their right. And then there's a whole nother argument about AKA should have done something more instead of trying to attack a show. They could have taken their energy into something much more positive for the Black community. So everyone has an opinion about something and they don't, and honestly, no one knows what the actual root is at this point. I think that's where we are. Everybody's creating their own scenarios and trying to create their own resolutions and trying to create what they want to do to shed a positive light. So, you know, I don't know where it turned left, but it turned left real quick. Really, 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 really quick.
My argument is, why are they so mad? It's just, okay, right. Let's just put it, all right. They felt disrespected by HBO or the higher powers that be. So what happens? Like, you know what I mean? Like, first of all, the argument that they were disrespected. Okay, I'm not a part of that circle, so I can't speak up for that. But a lot of arguments that were being made, which made sense, was like, if anything, isn't this show putting AKAs and sororities, fraternities on the map? Isn't if anything, that level of exposure, especially on a platform like HBO, especially as a show like Insecure, how much it has affected the culture, isn't that something that should be revered instead of being demeaned?
Celebrated? Like, yeah.
Yeah. If I had a business and my business's logo was on episode of Insecure, I would be on some, excuse me, take that shit down, copyright infringement, how dare you? Like, if anything, that's free publicity for me, son. But hey.
What did somebody say? I forgot what this phrasing is. Not all publicity is good publicity. I don't know what they said by that.
I don't, that context doesn't apply here because it's not like Insecure was slandering AKAs, or it's not like the insignia
I didn't see
burnt on fire. Like, you know what I mean?
Even from past seasons, I haven't seen anything disrespectful to any Greek letter organization or even any academic institution. Like, everything was like shed in a positive light in regards to the show in itself. So, you know, it's I don't know where the fire created and the tiger and the earthquakes came up with this regard. So, you know, with that being said, you know, when is representation of sororities and fraternities disrespectful? And is there a line for disrespect, or is there just always a respectful line? I mean, I know there's a lot of people who don't know the ins and out of being a part of a Greek organization. I know there's people who don't desire to be a part of an organization. I know there's people who do desire to be a part of an organization. But where is the line and where is it disrespectful? Now, I pulled up a picture that I saw on Twitter. It's from a young man. He's dressed really nicely. He took a picture of himself in front of his car. He felt cute. He did not want to delete. And he had this caption, and it says in his caption, "Stepping like a Kappa." It's fine and dandy.
His first mistake.
Stepping like a Kappa. That was his caption on his photo. I'm not sure because I know there's a Kappa clothing line. I know that they use Kappas in different contexts. But he got a direct message which he decided to screenshot and let the whole world know from someone who did not like his caption. And I'll just read you the transcript really easy.
Well, do you want to role play?
Okay, we can role play. What? Who do you want to be?
I want to be the DMer.
Okay, I'll be the young man. Clearly, I like the young man. I'll be the young man who posted the caption "stepping like a Kappa" in my picture.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. Do the Kappas bark? Oh no, that's a cues. I'm sorry. I was gonna do a barking. Ooh. I was going to do a barking noise, but I guess.
Are you sure you went to college?
I am. I said that shadily, but I know the cues bark.
I missed the shade. My bad. I missed it. Sorry. I thought you legit didn't know, but go ahead.
No, no. I big no. I know a bit too much. This is not okay, bro. You're not a member of my fraternity. If it was you, I would change that caption.
It's a song lyric. I ain't changing nothing.
Hey, you a grown man. Do what you do. But I'm telling you to be careful. We worldwide, my guy. You can't just pull stuff out like that. Just saying.
I know y'all worldwide. What's that supposed to mean?
Are you dumb or something? It means you just can't use our name like that. You lucky you wasn't on my campus, because my brother's heated right now.
Oh, I. End of transcript.
Wowzer, what a silly ass interaction.
This goes on a lot. I'm not sure, again, what the resolution was, but... Again, like he was saying, it's a song lyric. I mean, that opened up the doors for any interpretation at that moment for whoever to take. But I guess because he's a part of a Greek organization, it resonated with him that, hey, you're disrespecting my fraternity. And the young man had no intention and no inkling that what he's putting out would be received as that. Because for him, he's thinking, I look fly, I like this song. I don't even know what song this comes from, but I like this song, and everybody uses their song as a caption. You know what I mean? Look. Is that too far as being disrespectful? What is your take on that? You know,
These people get too married to colors. So you're telling me if I wear red and white outside of my home and I walk around, that a person from this fraternity now has the right to come at me and say, yo, why are you wearing my colors? This is disrespect. Fam, excuse me? Does that make any sense?
It doesn't.
So this guy's not allowed to use the term Kappa because he's not a Kappa? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Apparently so.
Do you understand how goofy this sounds? This shit is big goofy. Like, the fact that man said, yo, you lucky you're not on my campus. My bro's heated right now. First of all, this guy probably doesn't go to college. So why would he be, and first of all, like, let's really look at it. All right, you're lucky you're not on my campus. My bros are heated. Automatic threat. Because now you're implying, yo, if you were to pull this shit and you were to be on my campus, me and my bros are now going to jump you. And I have a big problem with fraternity, sorority culture because I'm now doing a little callback back to college. When I used to go to college, you know, we had the Divine Nine on my campus. And this is my first time experiencing, you know, that type of culture or environment on campus. Or, I mean, you know, a college life in general. But this is just my first time experiencing them. And every notion that I would experience these different groups. Like, first of all, I was still getting used to or accustomed to the fact of people pledging and that whole process. And I was so confused when people, like, you know, had to dress in black and recluse themselves. And I had no idea what was going on. But even with, you know, that just notion of the different groups being on campus, they were always they were always reflected in a negative light. Because, and it's unfortunate that, you know, these black sororities and fraternities had this stigma to them, because in every light, I mean, I guess the negative was, the negative aspects outshine the positives. For example, like you go out to a party and it'd be hosted by one of the fraternity groups, and then another fraternity group would be on the scene, and then it's a fight all of a sudden. And now,
what school did you go to?
We didn't share the same experience. I went to SUNY New Paltz, upstate New York, and unfortunately, a lot of inner city niggas that become a part of these groups get very gangster when it comes to people disrespecting their set. I mean, sorry, their fraternal and sorority groups, and then all of a sudden, it turns out into a In the Heights gang edition. And you know, I'm just like, you know, so my I get a very sour taste when it comes to these groups. And I know that there's people, you know, that are good, that do good, that represent their, you know, groups well and their fraternities and sororities well. I know that. There's a lot of people that I know that are a part of these groups that have represented them. But at the same time, it's like this gang mentality, you know, that some of these groups exhibit, it's the reason why people get turned off by them in the first place. You know what I mean? It's like, fam, you know, first of all, you're in a party, you're stomping, you're jumping, you're flipping, you step on somebody, you knock over somebody's drink, you expect me not to get mad? You expect, oh, no, nah, no, nah, he's a part of the cues. Nah, he's good. Oh, no, 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 he's a part of that. I'll let it pass even though he kicked me in the face. I get it. I get it. Just rolling. I understand. You know what I mean? That's the parts that I never liked. And the thing is, the lack of accountability that those certain groups would have, depending on the situations that they'd be in, was so strong. You know, it's like they would cause something, or they would be in the middle of a controversy, and no type of repercussions, or no type of, you know, just no type of repercussions or anything. And that was the part that really put a bad taste in my mouth. So just fast forward to this whole DM conversation of this guy talking about, yo, my boy's heated. You better change that caption or else. It's like, my nigga, what?
Yeah, see, for me, when I saw this, I can see where the negative connotations are lied with the Black Greek organizations. But when I was on campus, I saw more of a brotherhood in that aspect. And I guess it depends on the school, what chapter, who's there, the maturity level of whoever's going through the process. Depends on what actual fraternity or sorority that you may be involved in or who you may interact with. Like, for example, when I went to school, I know that if this guy posted this at the time, like during like pledging or whatever, the guy, the captain who's going about and saying, hey, don't do that, change the caption. If you don't do that, me and my bros is going to come and get you. In a different spin of it, the person would, you know, a captain would come up and try to, you know, defuse the situation in a more, I guess, proactive type of role. And I've seen this for myself. Like, you're like, hey, bro, maybe you shouldn't use that so much because of the history behind this. So by them taking that more proactive approach and trying to teach them more about the history behind it, instead of saying, hey, if you wear that on campus, me and my bros are gonna see you and jump you, that would definitely leave a sour taste in anyone's mouth, and they wouldn't want to affiliate themselves with that. But again, on my campus, I actually know someone who would reach out and say, hey, this is what our brotherhood stands for. This is the history behind what we do. And when you do certain things like that, it can be seen as disrespectful. That's a whole different turn of events. Instead of saying, hey, don't wear that, we see you on campus, it's on.
It's on site.
No one's going to take that.
I wish. And as I was saying before, there have been certain people, like, you know, there have been outliers. Obviously, certain people don't represent the whole. But, you know, there have been certain people that, once again, have represented those groups well and haven't exhibited that type of, quote-unquote, gang mentality, I would say, of being, like, you know, targeting people or feeling like, yo, I'm a part of this group, I'm more elite than the rest of you peons. You know what I mean? And some people exhibited those type of behaviors and others have it. So it does depend on, you know, maturity.
It depends on the person.
It depends on the person, the maturity of the person, how they really do value the nature of these groups and how they carry themselves. And certain people carry themselves better than others. That's all I'm going to say. So.
Yep. I wanted to touch on something else that I saw online and in this whole holiday type of Halloween-y fall era that we're going into at this time. I found this interesting photo on Twitter, and I thought this aligned well with our topic today about whether or not representation can be disrespectful or respectful. So the first one, I didn't take it as disrespectful. I took the actual consequences of it being disrespectful by trying to ensue some sort of violence. That's kind of disrespectful to someone instead of trying to educate them about something. Yes. But this photo, I'll set up the scenario. It's, let's say, it's Halloween night and we are all going to a costume party. Mm. And this young man in particular decided to not only wear this costume, but create it on his own and also posed for a certain picture. So this young man has on a purple shirt with a big gold chain, a purple hat, some fatigue jeans on, some combat army fatigue jeans on. It looks like he's holding a paddle of some sort, which is also purple as well. And in the same photo, he has his tongue stuck out on his left side and his right hand is pointed outward in a V sort of fashion. So, and there are three gold Greek letters on his purple shirt, which is Omega, Psi, and Phi. Yes. And he has the numbers 1911 on his purple shirt. He's posed. This is the setup of the picture.
I was going to say the words and do some noises, but I don't want...
Please, don't be disrespectful.
We're trying to
figure out when representing sororities and frats leads into disrespectful land, okay? Mm. So I'm setting up this scenario right now.
Correct.
So again, the premise, we're in Halloween, right? So he's done all of that. He's tatted up. He has all of this, paddle, everything on. He's clearly trying to represent Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated. Mm-hmm. So he posted this on Instagram. The first comment on the post was, "Congrats, what chapter?" Young man goes ahead and comments a little less than a couple hours later and says, "Just the costume, period." You know, when somebody's writes in a full sentence, you know, they mean business. So it was just the costume, full stop. The comments clearly blew up afterwards.
Of course.
Then the next comment was, "Yeah, you might want to take this down." Then somebody else came and said, "Congrats!" Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Mm. And then I guess they read the captions from the previous comments and asked, "This is a costume or you pledged?" with the emoji with your hand underneath the chin and the looking eyes emoji. And again, he wrote, "It's just a costume." Yeah. Same person wrote, "You can get in trouble for that!" Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. And this is where the pants came out. This is where the tiger came out.
Ooh, I love this reply. Please read it. Please. I loved it so much.
Trouble by who? Ama. Ama is one word. I-M-A. I'm a grown-ass man. I understand the importance of them letters, but it's a costume. Do the police arrest you for dressing up like them for Halloween?
And spoiler alert, the answer is no.
So, this teeter-tot on the line of being disrespectful?
Okay, well, look. I'm going to put myself in the mentality of I'm a part of this group, and I saw a post like this. Yes, I do believe that somebody utilizing this as a costume is disrespectful. I'm not going to be shady. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take myself out of my shady boots and say, yes, this can be seen as disrespectful. Only because it's... Because to imply that this is a costume implies that you are somewhat mocking or you're somewhat, you know, making fun of this group or these type of, you know, groups and fraternities.
He's clearly making fun of everyone who has gone through whatever process that they had to endure to get these letters, to get the shield, to go through the process to be a part of their fraternity. And he's making light of it. Maybe deep down inside he wants to be one. Maybe he tried to be one and he couldn't. Maybe he doesn't know any better. Who knows? Maybe he needs to be educated as well. We don't know the premise. But at this point, if you're going to do something like that, that is violence. He is choosing violence.
I mean, he did state that he knows the importance of them. So it's not to say... I mean,
he's unaware.
He knows the importance of them, but I don't think he's aware of how it comes off, right?
Right.
So for him, it's like, yeah, you know, I know people are in these type of groups. I know the importance of the Divine Nine and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, for me, this is just a costume. I feel like the, you know, watering down the importance of it by making this a costume, where for others this is a part of who they are, I feel like that, yes, is disrespectful. Now, you know, to this point, he's not... I don't know. See, the ramifications. I think this is where the gist of this conversation comes in, because especially with the whole Amanda Seales insecure situation, where it's like, all right, what is the proper ramifications for this? Like, do people get fined for wearing these colors or stuff like that outside of the organization? Are people now tracked down and say, hey, this is a violation of this group, you're being sued? Like, I feel like people understanding that, you know, or people questioning what are the actual legal or any type of ramifications for me wearing colors or saying a name or all these things outside of the organization, like, who's really checking me? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's why people are taking this to light. You know what I mean? Because it's like, who's, as the guy said in his post, cops are not going to arrest me for wearing this costume and I'm not a Q or I'm not a part of this group. So...
Which is a highlight for me. It's a valid point, but this is the highlight for me. Like, and I'm glad that you brought this up. There are no ramifications behind this. Mm-hmm. Look, the guy who was just quoting a song, not even trying to reference another fraternity, is getting, backlashed from a Greek letter fraternity saying we're going to jump you if we see you on campus. Okay. And this guy who is outwardly mocking a whole fraternity, and he's not getting any ramifications. I mean, he picked violence and he's going to stand by his violence, and he has a good valid reason. You know, cops, we wear cop costumes and they're not arresting us for mocking cops.
Right.
So, you know, what's disrespectful enough to get some sort of ramification, and what versus, you know, it's so blurred, and this is why people are unsure of what to do, what to say in regards to a lot of the Greek letter organizations, the black ones especially, and now with the whole Amanda Seales, you know, controversy, we're still in an uproar about what is going to be the resolution behind this. After all of this has been said and done, what is the goal after this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there was something that was brought up in a comment section. There was an AKA who said this in the comment section. She was saying that it's fair to be vocally mad at a fictional character, but what about when white people join black organizations? Why aren't we saying things about that? And I think... You know, she was trying to, and of course she got backlash for that. I can't read the whole comment section for each each thing. But she got a lot of backlash about that. You know, we need to be accepting and whatnot. But these Black Greek organizations were built on the solidarity of Black people. At least I know that for a fact. So, you know, there's so much heat for something that's fictional. And then there's a white person who's going into a Greek organization. Why isn't the energy the same? And that's a valid question as well, too.
Hey,
I don't have the answer for that, but these are all valid questions. You know, what are the ramifications? What happens when somebody who's not Black, who enters a Black Greek organization? You know, before when we were younger, it seemed cool. But what is the purpose now for us to join organizations? You know, I'm a part of a Greek letter organization. Shout out to Sigma Theta Psi, multicultural sorority.
Is there like a noise that y'all make? Like a ski? What?
Oh, wow.
What is it?
Wow.
Do it one more time.
I'm not going to disrespect my organization with you.
No, you know.
But my point.
Okay.
You choose a violin.
I just didn't hear the noise. I didn't hear the noise. I was just wanting
pink.
You to.
Pink.
Pink. Okay. Ah, yes. Got you. Okay.
Got it?
Yep.
Got it?
Yep. Carry on.
My sisters will come and jump you. We thug
violence.
Out,
all right? Foot. 911.
That's all right. We violent.
It's giving me 911.
That's okay. But we can pick and choose when we want to be violent. See, when you are disrespectful, we're going to give you some ramifications.
Oh,
but
baby.
Again, throughout the years, I've seen people been disrespectful to the organization, and they know the history of the organization, and they know what it entails. But someone who is like with extreme caliber, who's college educated, who has a show on HBO, who's shining light on Black letter Greek organizations in a positive light for the culture and always rooting for everyone Black, termed and coined by her, is getting a lot of backlash. And I just, again, I will bring up this question again. Where's this fire coming from just to attack? You know what I mean?
Right.
Personally, still don't get it. But one last thing I wanted to hit at was I saw this tweet again. Twitter's giving me all the good jargon. I love Twitter. I'm glad that it's free. there was a tweet by a young lady who said, "A dude told me one time he didn't want to date me because I wasn't HBCU legacy and D9. I thought he was making up, but the way these people act, maybe he was telling the truth. He did marry a woman who hit both markers. So now that you know, we have our blinders on or whatever, and when somebody tells us this, we're like, okay, yeah, it means nothing. But now, you know, with the whole Amanda Seale, a.k.a. Insecure, HBO controversy, you see that these things really hit home and they mean what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't understand what's supposed to happen next. I think that's my biggest question. What happens next after all of this? Is it just going to die down? We're not going to talk about it anymore? Things would just be the way it is? Is it just hot for the moment now? If somebody else does this, would they have the same heat being brought on them? I read somewhere that, I might be wrong, Morris Chestnut is a Sigma and he was acting like a Q in a different movie and nobody pressed him about that. And I was like, that sounds very messy already.
Oh,
like, I can't even get into the whole woo. I was like, I don't even want to know. I don't want to know. I didn't even know he was doing all of that. See, and for me, being naive, I'm just like, oh, he's a great actor. I'm so naive. I'm like, God, he's acting great.
I mean, you know, it. Okay, well, you're a part of a Greek organization, so for you, you know, this holds some weight. I know I obviously have a bias because I'm non-Greek, and the fact that I guess I'm identified as non-Greek within the Greek community.
Well, for me, not to cut you off, I went away to school. I was naive. I didn't know anything about Greek life. All I knew is what was showed on TV from A Different World, from Fresh Prince when Carlton and Will were trying to pledge the fraternity. And that's all I, you know, these are things that I just... that I've seen, and I'm like, okay, maybe that's what college is about. And then when I got to college, it wasn't the same experience, so I wasn't really into it. Not saying that that's not something that I wanted to be a part of. So again, I did like a whole Me Find Me, you know, at the time they had, what's his name? Hits from the Street with Musa, Moo, Milk It, all that, you know, he was being kind of funny with, you know, the whole Greek letter organization, and everybody loved it and chucked it up. But I only became a part of an organization because my mentee reached out to me and said I would be a good fit for this organization. And after I did my own personal research, and I wished other people would do that as well too, yeah, I realized I liked what this organization brought. They brought a level of sisterhood, a level of service. They wanted to give back within the CUNY system, because I know there's a lot of sororities and Greek life within SUNY, but we tend to neglect the CUNY, the City University of New York's college systems. Yeah. And, you know, because there's a lot of junior colleges there, they strive for excellence and they push your education. And their key founding point was with breast cancer. So I resonated a lot. And before I even joined, I went on walks with them. We did sister bonding retreatments. We did Christmas parties. We did things. And it wasn't something to show off about. It was something that I felt good giving back to my community and saying, hey, I am a part of this organization and this is what we do. And it made me feel good. So that was my reason of joining. And that could be somebody else's reasons for joining as well, too. You start to see what the servicehood, the community, and the fellowship is. But sometimes there are some people who may not have that same idea. And then they are part of these organizations. And then what they say, one bad apple spoils a bunch.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very true. So, well, you know.
Again, I don't know what the resolution would be after this. I don't know if they're going to let Amanda Seale work again, or if she's going to represent another sorority in a different different role. I don't know if she's going to be typecast as that girl who can't she can't act no more because she portrayed an AKA so well, you know. And then I saw a lot of comments like she portrayed the character well. There was everything in a positive light. And again, I still don't understand what the fire was for. A lot of people say it's disrespectful to the shield. It's disrespectful. And I get that part. There's a lot of people who go through the process and you can't take away somebody's struggle. But they're really trying to push it so more young ladies can see, hey, these are what these women do. If you are interested, get more information if you want to be a part of it.
Right.
I think that was the message that they were trying to send.
It should have been.
I haven't seen the episode, but I think that was the message. But
well, fortunately, there are some sisters out there who are heated. So.
Mm-hmm. Well. And there are some sisters out there who are not heated. They understand that it's a show, and they understand that she was acting. And you know, even though there's a lot of violence, there's also a lot of support out there as well too.
Mm.
So, and that's why everyone's so divided. Because there's no like majority of people hate it or right. A majority of people love it. It's just half and half. They don't know if they should hate it or love it, or if they should love it and still hate it. Like, it's just so divided, so disjointed. Mm. I don't know, again, what the resolution would be. What do you think?
I don't know. But all I have to say is, Amanda Seales, watch your back. The AKAs have a target on you. And,
oh my God. Grenadian sistren.
Grenadian sistren. I know.
Where I lived.
I know.
Where I lived. You are not from the mainland.
Oh,
I
boy.
I lived in Woodland and I lived in Mount Morris. I went to Miss Black's school in Grenada. Hopefully she can listen to this episode.
So you have Amanda's number. You have one-on-one contact.
Basically, we played outside together already, so yeah.
Well, tell your sis, watch her back, because
everybody else lies on the internet, so why can't I? Shit.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. As you said, hopefully, who knows what the resolution is, but maybe it'll die down and this is just another fleeting topic. Who knows?
Yeah, it might be a fleeting topic, but I think it shines a light now of what different organizations are. Mm-hmm. And people just know now. Yeah.
Word. All right. Well,
that's it
That's about it for our show.
we are in sync. We are in sync right now.
Big alliance.
Can we be an organization or not? I feel like you're so anti-organization.
You know what? I'm not. I like being a part of groups and teams and stuff. I've just got a bad taste in my mouth. So,
you know what's so funny? I hate being a part of groups. I'm such an individualized person. And I never thought that I would be a part of a sorority. And guess what? Here I am. Thanks to my mentee. She's always been there. She was at the live show. Shout out to her. Love her.
Pop, pop.
Yep. Yeah. But here I am pushing through, making it again back to this adulting crap. Yeah, back to square one. All right, folks. Thanks for listening to us. Hope you got something out of this episode. You know, follow us on all our social media platforms. Follow the man, Vixen J. And follow me on our personal social media platforms. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, SI Podcasts. You can listen to us on all media streaming platforms. Yeah. Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Spotify. And, you know, you can email us as well, too. What's our email address? Email us your questions.
SOPHIGpodcast@gmail.com. Email with questions. If you want to be a guest on our show, please, you know, show interest as well. And, yeah, we'd love to have you on and love to answer any cues that you have. No pun intended, of course.
Wow. All right. Yeah, thank you guys for listening. Sorry that your man Vixen J can be a buzzkill.
Wowzer. Wowzer. The violence never ends, does it?
I'm not violent no more.
Thank you for reforming. We appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Tune in next time.
Later, y'all. Say goodbye, Ruby.
Bye.